Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome, welcome. Well, on this program, I want to share some thoughts about birthdays, the birthday of baby Jesus, and all of you who celebrate your birthday this time of year. Yes, it's a great month for birthdays. Mine is December 1st, and my brother Bob's is December 2nd, and his daughter Laura shares December 1st with me. And Cal Thomas, my friend from Washington, D.C., shares Bob's birthday December 2nd. Well, as a little girl growing up in South Dakota, I always had this little secret I thought about. My birthday was the same month as the baby Jesus. Oh, I love that. And by the way, you can still send me a birthday card even if it is late. But you know, sometimes, no matter when our birthday is, we don't think we are of much value. Who really cares about my birthday? After all, I wasn't born in New York City or Paris or London, and I'm not a famous celebrity. No, I was born in a little town in South Dakota no one ever heard of. So what difference does it make that I was born? Well, I finally realized something. It doesn't make any difference to someone in Paris or London, but it does to God. So whether your birthday is this month, like mine, or at some other time of the year, I hope you will celebrate you. I hope you will celebrate you and who God made you to be. God has a plan for you to minister and share love in your world. Yes, God in his joyous expression of himself came one day to a point in history and said, "I want to create Bob Penfield. I want to create Samantha Landy." And one day, God said he wanted to create you. Oh yes, it's time to celebrate the gift of God that you are to your world. So no matter what the circumstances of your birth were, or where in the world you were born, or when, remember, God wanted you born at this time in history because he loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Well, there's this wonderful song written about the birthday of Jesus. Some of the words are, "Alleluia, how the angels sang. Alleluia, how it rang. And the sky was bright with a holy light. 'Twas the birthday of a king." Well, now here's Steve Green singing for you now, "The Birthday of a King."
In the little village of Bethlehem, there lay a child one day. And the sky was bright with a holy light o'er the place where Jesus lay. Alleluia. Alleluia, how it rang, and the sky was bright with God's holy light. 'Twas the birthday of a king. 'Twas a humble birthplace, but oh, how much gave to us that day.
Yes, we do celebrate the birthday of our King this time of year. And on this program, I'm talking about birthdays, especially the birthday of baby Jesus, our King. And I'm also going to talk about some of the gifts surrounding the birth of Jesus. I suspect you'll think I'm a little crazy, but I give a gift to myself every July. I play Christmas music in the middle of July when life is slower, and sometimes I even watch Christmas movies for a couple of days. I think it's because I never tire of the majestic story of Jesus. So you'll hear Christmas music in July at my house. Try it. You might like it, and put it on your calendar for next July. It's my gift idea to you. Well, although we may guard against being overly commercial, I do find that gifts are an important part of the very first Christmas. You know, we often admonish our children and grandchildren to remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. Even though sometimes we have difficulty remembering it ourselves when we're caught up in the chaos and commotion of the holidays. But nevertheless, I do believe Christmas is about Jesus and about gifts. You may ask me, what role did gifts play in the Christmas story of 2,000 years ago? Oh, these gifts were wrapped in miracles, which is why you won't find them at the mall or in the pile of mail order catalogs that come to our door or cards that fill our mailbox or the internet. Oh, God sent his first gifts down with the angels to the shepherds. The angels' gifts were tidings of comfort, joy, and peace, and the reassurance that there was nothing to fear, so rejoice. Those certainly are gifts we need today in our lives, aren't they? Oh yes, Christmas is all about gifts. Gifts tied with heartstrings and love from God himself. But before we discuss more of the gifts of Christmas, let's listen to a very sweet song about an imaginary little boy that did not have a gift for the baby Jesus. So he did the one thing he could do. He gave the gift of himself. He gave the gift of playing his drum for Jesus. So let's listen now to the little drummer boy. Come.
bum-bum-bum. Beat my drum.
Oh, that's such a fun Christmas song. I love the little drummer boy who gave Jesus his best gift, playing his drum. You know, even though it wasn't part of the real Christmas story in Bethlehem, I can just imagine the little drummer boy hesitantly walking into the stable to play for Jesus, can't you? Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program. Some friends and I were sitting around talking about childhood Christmas gifts, and my husband Randy recalls receiving a coveted little army truck with a trailer that had a spotlight. And my sister Ruth remembered the warm woolen mittens our grandmother knitted for us. Another friend Bradley remembers the joy of his grandfather getting out an old recording of Christmas music from the Vienna Cathedral and playing it every year. And my best December gift that I've ever received was when my older son Jim was born just a few days after Christmas. And remember how I mentioned I love Christmas in July? Well, my best gift then was the birth of my other son Randall. Oh yes, gifts come in many forms. Some of the most important gifts are gifts of the Spirit. Unlike material gifts that can wear out or go out of style or simply set aside and forgotten, gifts from the Spirit have transforming power. They can restore broken dreams, renew hope, and infuse life with new vitality. A heartfelt note of encouragement may be the best gift you can give someone. I know a note from you this week would make my Christmas special. Yes, even the simplest gift of a smile or perhaps a hug is a wonderful gift for people who we meet and who are caught up in the rush of Christmas. Why not try to notice people this month in your world that need a special hug or for you to just sit and have a cup of tea with them? The gift of your time conveys this dynamic message. It says, "You are important to me. I want to be with you." Oh, that may be their best gift this time of year. Time with you. But before we discuss further Christmas gifts, let's listen to the Maranatha Singers, "O Come All Ye Faithful." Christmas music is so inspiring, isn't it? And my theme for this program is Christmas, birthdays, and gifts. You know, sometimes we think gifts have too much emphasis during Christmas. But what is the real role of gifts in the Christmas story? It might be surprising as we look at all the people involved and what they gave as gifts to us these 2,000 years later. In the coming weeks, I'm going to talk about the gifts of the men and women in the Christmas story. But the first gift right now I want to talk about is the gift of the Spirit, unconditional love and eternal hope, which God gave to us when He sent His Son to earth as a babe in a manger. And He gives that same gift of love and hope to you today. I believe that so strongly. That's why I end each of my programs reminding you of God's unconditional love and hope. Another gift came from a teenage Jewish girl named Mary. Her Christmas present was selflessness, the complete surrender of her ego and her will needed to bring Jesus down to earth. The gifts of her fiancé, Joseph, were gifts of trust and faith. He trusted that Mary wasn't pregnant with another man's child. He believed there really was a divine plan to get them through this mess. Yes, he was willing to trust God, as we would say, outside the box. He was willing to go against what society said and follow after what God had said to him, forgiving Mary and believing God for the miracles that they needed. Oh, we'll have many more gifts to explore in the next segment, but even if we just look at the gifts these two young people from Nazareth, Israel gave to us, it would be more than enough. More than enough to enable Jesus, the Christ child, to come to earth and give the gift of His life for us, that we too might have the gift of eternal life. Oh, what joy! Yes, Jesus is the reason we celebrate. Well, there's a wonderful, happy celebration song that I love. Some of the words are, "Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say, Jesus, we remember this your birthday." And now here's Evie singing, "Come on, ring those bells."
Your birthday.
Yes, come on, ring those bells. It is the birthday of Jesus, and a wonderful reminder of the Christmas gift that Jesus gave to us. You know, when we think of Christmas gifts, we usually think of the gifts the wise men brought to Jesus: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Precious, to be sure. And next week we're going to talk about what the wise men had to go through to bring those gifts. However, all over the world, people are looking for a special gift for someone, but what they're really seeking is happiness and joy and peace. So don't let this time of year be a time of stress and frustration and hopelessness. Look to Jesus, the perfect gift. Oh yes, Christmas is all about gifts. Gifts that surprise and delight. Gifts that transform the mundane into the miraculous. Gifts that nurture the soul of both the giver and the receiver. So may I offer you a gift? It's a list of free gifts that you can give to others. Here it is: the gift of your smile, the gift of listening, the gift of affection, the gift of laughter, the gift of a compliment, the gift of a favor, the gift of a cheerful disposition, the gift of your time. All gifts that you can give, and gifts we would all like to receive. And then remember all the gifts we talked about earlier from God Himself: love, joy, and peace. Those gifts are available to us from God all year round. And if you ask, I'll mail you a special CD of this program as my gift. As I've prayed over these programs, I hope they'll be a blessing to you this season. You may want to get some for friends too, so listen to the announcer for my information. I know many of you who listen have never written in to me. When will you pray about giving a special gift to this radio ministry this month? We are not supported by any church or organization. And since we broadcast into Israel and the Middle East and Africa, as well as on shortwave radio into the 1040 window, our dear listeners in those countries cannot contribute to help keep this program on their station. But you can become a missionary to those countries by sending in a gift, large or small, to help us continue to minister around the world through radio. I will look forward to hearing from you. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will receive God's gift of unconditional love and hope available for you.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at SamanthaLandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.